This is WMRA. I'm Chris Boros. Virginia's Kid Pan Alley is on a mission to empower children to work together to become creators of their own music. Celebrating 20 years, the group works with children in songwriting workshops to give kids an opportunity to work together to create their own song, both music and lyrics. With over 2,700 songs written, Kid Pan Alley is celebrating their 20th anniversary with a new album, Best Friends. I recently spoke with the group's artistic director, Paul Reisler, along with executive director, Cheryl Toth. I asked Paul to explain how the group started.
Well, it was an accident, actually. A dear friend of mine was organizing a three-week interdisciplinary workshop at the local elementary school, and they asked me to write to work on music with the kids. And I had absolutely no interest in teaching them songs like, you know, She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain or anything like that. But I'd been teaching professional and semi-professional songwriters for about 20 years at that point. And I thought, I wonder what it would be like to write songs with kids.
Well, you might think my dog is ugly, that his spots don't match, that he couldn't fetch the paper or play a simple game of catch.
I walked in the first day and we just wrote six songs on the very first day. And after that 3 weeks, there were about 60 songs. Kids have what you really need for songwriting, which is imagination, especially elementary school kids. They can come up with some really creative, interesting things.
So how does it work? Do they come up with topics for you to sing about, or do they actually like, hey, here's a melody? How does it work?
We'll ask them, what do you want to write about today? And we'll get about 15 or 20 ideas up on the board. Then we vote on it. And then once I see that there's sort of a direction forming from the brainstorming, I'll talk to them about the importance of a first line, and we'll come up with the first line, and then we'll write a whole section of lyric. And then once we have the lyric for a section, I'll have them clap the rhythm of the way in which they're speaking.
And you're now up to 2,700 songs. Is that right, Cheryl?
Yes, that's right, and still growing. Each year we add anywhere from 100 to 150 songs to the catalog.
I was listening to them, and Sara and I, my producer, we were like, these are good songs.
Yes.
Like, they're not cheesy kids' songs at all.
No, and that's, I think, what's so wonderful about it, is people think, oh, it's going to be a silly song about a cat, and instead they're some of the deepest songs I've ever written.
I want to know what's in your heart. Don't matter if your skin is light or dark. I don't care where you live or what you wear. If you got cornrows or straight blonde hair. Skin, it can be pretty thin. Skin is just the suit you're in. Skin.
There's one that I heard today called Skin.
Oh, yeah.
That
yes.
was really pretty deep about being comfortable in your own skin. Like, do you remember how that song came about?
Yes. I wrote that with kids down in Elkin, North Carolina. And the school was like 99% white. And I went in that day and I said, well, what do you want to write about? And they said, racism.
Wow.
Skin. It's just the suit you're in. Skin, it can be pretty thin. So it's
dang, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Give me some skin.
In my prior life, I was an elementary school music teacher and ended up as an elementary school principal. And I was introduced to Kid Pan Alley when my PTA hired them to come to our school. And my school was very diverse. And so I had a lot of children that English was their second language. And many of them had not yet gained the command of the language. But when Paul came in and started working with these children, and just in 2 days, the empowerment, the common language, music just opens kids up and they sing about loving music. Life is good because we have music, so why don't we all just sing along?
Oh, man.
Was one of the songs that came out of it.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
I really did.
Life is good because we have music, so why don't we just sing all the time? We may be different, we make mistakes, and sometimes we get.
Talk about the name Kid Pan Alley. How did that come up? How'd you come up with that?
Oh, well, you know, it only took me about 6 months to come up with what would be the most obvious name there could possibly be, because Tin Pan Alley was the place in New York where most of the Great American Songbook was written. It's a great name.
Perfect.
we can use it, you know, for our intergenerational program. It can be called Bedpan Alley and, you know, different things.
The new album is called Best Friends.
Yes.
What's special about this one?
Well, all of our other albums, we got very well-known artists like Amy Grant, Delbert McClinton, Kix Brooks, Sissy Spacek. On Best Friends, we decided to get all well-known children's artists, like Bill Harley, my dear friend John McCutcheon.
Lisa Loeb.
Dang.
I've got an apple pie in my book bag, and it tastes a whole lot better than homework. I made it just for you, but I'll have some too. Apple pie.
I grew up in a very artistic family, and I loved music. And so when I became a music educator, I realized that music spoke to children regardless of any other aspect of their life, regardless of how they learned, regardless of what kind of economic environment they came from. Music was something that brought everyone together.
Have you ever had someone come up to you like, you know, 15 years later, now they're an adult, and they said, Paul, I remember when I was 12 and I was at a Kid Pan Alley thing. Do you ever have that happen?
All the time. It's very heartwarming to me that these songs stick with the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll run into a kid who I wrote a song with 18 years ago and he can sing the song to me.
And you probably maybe forgot that certain song.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 2,700, no, yeah.
I can't even remember people's names. How can I remember 2,700 songs at my age?
2,700.
I really want children to recognize that their voice is important and that what they think and what they feel should be honored. I want them to find that creative place inside, get comfortable with it, and hold on to it for the rest of their lives.
I don't think so, you're a bully. I don't think so, you're a bully.
Well, I think the most important thing is that they start to understand that being creative isn't just something for the few people who are in the employ of one of the three major record companies, but rather everyday people can go and write amazing songs, and they can be creative and take that creativity to anything they're doing, because you can be an artist as a farmer. And so if you can do that in whatever field you're doing instead of just walking through the motions, that's what I want them to remember.
Paul Reisler and Cheryl Toth from Kid Pan Alley, thank you both so much for coming in. What beautiful work you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you,
Chris.
I don't think so, you're a bully.